title of my homily for this Advent Sunday is Antibodies to the Virus of Indifference. Antibodies to the Virus of Indifference. The story is told of St. John Henry Newman, who lived from the year 1801 to the year 1890. And last October in 2019, he was canonized. When he was 78 years old, he was made a cardinal by Pope Leo XIII. And one day, after becoming a cardinal, he received a message from a priest who served a little town called Brennan. Brennan was a dirty little mill town north of Birmingham. And Birmingham was where Cardinal Newman lived. He received a letter. And in this letter, the priest said, "We have an epidemic here of cholera. It has decimated the village and people are dying. I need more priests to come to help administer the last rites, priests to come to be able to preside at funerals." Upon receiving the letter, Cardinal Newman took the next hour to pray over what he was reading. And then his secretary came and said, "Your Eminence, we need to come up with an answer. What will you do?" And Cardinal Newman said the following: "There are people suffering and dying. How can I send another priest? I must go myself. I must go myself." Advent is the season when we remember how in the person of Jesus Christ, God says the same thing: "I must go myself." He came into our misery, like Newman going into the misery of the town of Brennan, so affected and infected by the cholera epidemic. Jesus Christ is the one who comes to us now in an Advent unlike any Advent we have ever celebrated before. Jesus comes into this pandemic, and he makes Newman's example one of particular relevance for us today. Last week, Pope Francis published an op-ed in the New York Times. And this was an excerpt from a book that he wrote this year. And I'd like to read to you these words from our Holy Father. And here he is speaking about all of those who have done so much since the middle of March of this year. Pope Francis writes, "Whether or not they are conscious of it, their choice testified to a belief that it's better to live a shorter life serving others than a longer life and resisting the call. That's why in many countries, people stood at their windows or on their doorsteps to applaud them in gratitude and awe. They are the saints next door who have awakened something important in our hearts, making credible once more what we desire to instill by our preaching." And it's this next line that's particularly beautiful. "These people are the antibodies to the virus of indifference. They remind us that our lives are a gift and that we grow by giving ourselves, not preserving ourselves, but by losing ourselves in service." I am so appreciative for how many of our parishioners have been antibodies to the virus of indifference since COVID-19 changed our world on March 17th. Of particular significance, I want to acknowledge our St. Vincent de Paul Society. They will be taking great care this December to distribute 75 hampers. And they began to plan for this distribution back in June. This coming Tuesday, on December the 1st, They will have about 25 drivers who will come up to our pantry, and they will not get out of their cars. They will be given gift cards. And they will then go to the addresses of the people whose names they have, and they will give the cards to them so these families can go and buy Christmas presents. Then on the 19th of December, a second group of drivers will go with the hampers. I am so appreciative to Rena and her team. I'm appreciative to those of you who are here tonight who are involved in this ministry. This Christmas, St. Peter's, St. Vincent de Paul will spend $30,000 in preparing and delivering these hampers. If you have already contributed to our hamper campaign, thank you. If you haven't and you're able to do so, you can still make a donation, either with a check or online. What St. John Henry Newman, Pope Francis, and St. Vincent de Paul illustrate is the theme expressed in the collect of today's Mass, the first part of which I'd like to read. Grant your faithful, we pray, Almighty God, the resolve to run forth to meet your Christ with righteous deeds at his coming. Think with me now for a few minutes about how our readings encourage us to have this kind of resolution, to spend this Advent in a deepening of our righteous deeds, so that in our own way, we can all be antibodies to the virus of indifference, that you and I can be the saints next door. In our reading from Isaiah, written hundreds of years before Christ, that one of the crises that the people of God was facing at that time was a kind of spiritual indifference, a kind of carelessness. And in this time of indifference, there's this remarkable cry of the heart when the prophet Isaiah says, "Oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down, so that the mountains would quake at your presence when you did awesome deeds that we did not expect. You came down, the mountains quaked at your presence. You meet those who gladly do right," says Isaiah, "those who remember your ways." What language? This is the language of resolve. This is the language described in our collect. The Lord wants us to have a spiritual passion in the age of COVID. God wants us to have the passion our Holy Father expressed in the New York Times, represented by Cardinal Newman, represented by Rena and her team. So what about you? Does your heart burn with a desire to gladly do right, to live and work in such a way that you are saying to Jesus, "I must go myself"? But you might say, "Father, I don't have what it takes. I'm not a Cardinal Newman." But beloved, you are baptized. You are confirmed. You belong to the one holy Catholic and apostolic church. St. Paul understood the church as being this particular community made up of people who are expectant, people receptive towards Jesus. And in that passage from 1 Corinthians, he speaks with a spiritual energy when he affirms, "For in every way you have been enriched in speech and knowledge of every kind." And that's the beautiful thing about being in the church. John Henry Newman, who lived 100 more years ago, faced an epidemic that he needed to respond to. Here we are facing what we are needing to face. And to be part of the community of faith helps us to discover more and more that we do not have to do this alone, that we are part of a fellowship that over the course of 2,000 years has faced numerous crises. But the church has not only survived, but thrived in times like this. When we as a community collectively live with spiritual zeal, the testimony of Jesus is strengthened among us. This is such a great parish to be in, and I've loved it ever since I came here. But I've particularly loved being the pastor of St. Peter since the beginning of COVID-19. Because here we are seeking to live together in a community of encouragement. Here we are seeking to live together in a community that is resolved to live faithfully, hopefully, lovingly, and trustingly. And on this Advent Sunday, Jesus would say we are not to give in to discouragement, something that is so easy to do because of this health emergency. Advent invites us to be people who are not falling into a spiritual slumber, but we are to take to heart the theme of today's gospel. Beware, keep alert, for you do not know the time. And I say to you that which I say to all, keep awake. May we allow this Advent to be a season where we pray for the Lord to increase within us this kind of alertness, so that we will resolve to be antibodies to the virus of indifference, that we will be the saints next door, so that with Isaiah we can pray, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay. You are the potter. We are all the work of your hands.